So the pasuk says, "Ela pkudei Mishkan Mishkan Edus Asher Pakar Hashem Al Pi Moshe Biyadi Samar Ben Aron Avras Aliviim Biyadi Samar Biyadi Aron Hakohen." The pasuk is talking about first the accounting of how much went into the Mishkan, you know, the materials, all the silver, the gold, the money, and then the pasuk ends off that, you know, this was also the work of the Leviim, that you were under the command of Isamar ben Aaron HaKohen. Now, seemingly, the Torah is lumping together two different ideas in the same pasuk. There's like we're talking about the accounting of, you know, this pasuk gives an account of everything that got poured in, all the resources poured into the Mishkan. And the pasuk ends off, and, you know, there was the Avodas HaLeviim. So Rashi, you know, is trying to reconcile what it's doing there. It says, well, all this stuff, you know, all this material, all this gold and silver, it was all carried by the Leviim, because they're the ones who are in charge of taking it apart and putting it together and carrying it. So all this was carried by the Leviim, but we still have to understand the connection of why we talk about the accounting of the resources that went into the Mishkan, why that's related to the Avodas HaLeviim that were carrying it all. Also, it's interesting that the word pekudei is used twice. El pekudei ha-mishkan, asher pokad al-pi moshe, you know, that they were commanded. Again, the same verb is used. It's pekudei, pekudei. You know, when you think about it, the idea of a beis ha-mikdash is really a contradiction in terms, you know. Bias and mikdash, as in, you know, beis avoda, place where we do the avoda and kochim, because avoda is something that's perpetual. You can never stop working. The minute that you stop working is the minute that you stop producing, right? And the resources, even though you worked yesterday, those resources are going to be depleted. You have to keep on working to replenish. Seemingly, work is a ongoing process that never ends. Now, how anyone retires, I don't know. I hope someone can explain it to me. I just don't see how it's possible. Right, because the minute you stop working, you stop earning. Work is a perpetual, you know, if you worked yesterday, you still have to work today, because whatever you did yesterday is going to be gone. Right? Whereas bias is about being at rest. Right? It's stable, and, you know, this is a resting place as opposed to work, where you're always on your feet and always on the move, as opposed to houses where you're supposed to rest. So what does it mean, a base avoda? That's seemingly a contradiction in terms. So the pasuk says like this. This is all something which I gleaned from the writings of the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitza. Pasuk says like this in Tehillim, right? That Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachdav. Yerushalayim is that's rebuilt, is a city that's connected. We'll discuss that in a second. Sheshamalu shvatim shiftei kar. That's where the tribes ascend. Edus liYisrael. Lotus Hashem Shem, that's one thing, the tribes ascend there. And then there's something else. Shama Yoshu Kisaos L'Mishpat, there are chairs that sit there. All right, in judgment, the Sanhedrin sat there. Kisaos L'Beis David. And there's also the chairs of Malchei Beis David. So what, you know, there's a lot of information, a lot of components to these two psukim we just quoted. So says the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitza, he says like this. What does it mean? What's being alluded to? Yerushalayim, it opens up. Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra liyachdav. When Yerushalayim is built up, it is a connected city. What's it connected to? All right, so he says this pasuk is being meramez on the soid that Chazal tell us. Right? Beis hamikdash shomata mechuven keneged beis hamikdash shomala. There are parallel universes. And there's a beis hamikdash on earth that's perfectly parallel, superimposed on a Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Right? An amazing thing. Right? Beis HaMikdash on earth, we do Avodah. Right? And there's a lot of work to be done on earth, because it's a world that needs improvement. Right? So long as there's evil in the world, we need to work and, you know, move the world towards perfection. In Shemayim, there's no Avodah to be done. It's a perfect world already. Right? So there's something called a Beis HaMikdash Shomala. Over there, Avodah is not needed and necessary like it is in the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, because over here on earth, No, we have to improve the world. There's the Sitra Achor that needs to be removed from existence. We have to reinforce Tikkun, and we have to negate all Chesronos. In Shemaim, you don't need Avoda. Right, so what does it mean? There's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, Mechuvan, Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. So says the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitza, an amazing thing. You think about it. You know, we are working, right, our whole lives, you know, to earn Olam Haba. How long does Olam Haba last? Forever. Forever and ever and then some. Right? Never stops. Now, Hoya Min Adin, if what we're supposed to do in our lifetime is to store up for Olam Haba, even if you live as long as Misushelach, and you were a tzaddik gomer, you only did good deeds during those, you know, nearly 1,000 years that you lived, right? And you never had to deplete your zchuyot in any way. No, none of this katonti mikol hachasodim, never need any special favors from God. You didn't deplete any of it. It's all in safekeeping, all right? You were good for 1,000 years. Your Olam Haba should last 1,000 years. What you deposit, you withdraw, right? So even if you work very hard, you stacked away a lot of mitzvahs. Whatever number of mitzvahs you stacked away is going to be a quantifiable. It's going to be, even if it's a big number, it'll have a number. How does it last forever and ever and ever? It should be min adin. At one point, you would have used up whatever you put away. Because you lived a finite amount of years, did a finite amount of good deeds. So hoya min adin, that after X amount of eons of Olam Haba, you got paid already. You withdrew everything you put away. So how does it work? Right, that, you know, you live X amount of years and it's enough forever and ever and ever. Right? The idea is that behechrech, what we have to say, is that our mitzvahs tap in to kedusha that's bekvius. Right? Over here in Olam Hazeh, right, nothing is kavua. Everything is temporary, and that's why you have to keep on working to replenish resources that are running out. Right? But like we said, in heaven, right, it's a perfect world. You don't really need to work up there because the world is perfect array. It doesn't need to be perfected, doesn't need to be supplemented. Heavy Omer, it has to be that our mitzvahs give us a chelek in that world that's perfect and unchanging. And that's what it means. That Yerushalayim Shomata, you know, the Beis Hamikdash Shomata is mechuvan keneged Beis Hamikdash Shomala. It runs their parallel universes. We do avoda. Our avoda taps into that world that's perfect and give us a chelik there in a world that's perfect and never depletes. And that's what it means that the universes are parallel. That our avoda gives us a kinyan, right, in those dimensions that never wear out, right? And that's the difference between avoda and being at rest. The difference between being on your feet and sitting. So that's what the pasuk says. Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechur b'lo yachtov. Yerushalayim is, you know, the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata, mechumen keneged Beis Hamikdash Shalmala, right? By us below, the ikar is avoda, work. That's what we're supposed to do in Olam Hazeh. But you're really building your house up there. You're building your kfiyas up there. And that duality is shesham olu shvatim shifteka. The tribes ascend. They steig. They climb. Right? There's climbing. Not just stomp walking, but climbing, right? But also, Shama, Yoshfu, Kisos, over there is also sitting and resting, reminiscent of what Chazal described, Olam Haba, Tzadikim, Yoshvim, Va'atarosem, Baroshem, V'nenim, Miziv, Ashkina. If there's someone who sort of is reminiscent of this Madrig of just being at rest in Kedusha, it's Malchei Beis David. How is that illustrated? First of all, first and foremost, by that very pasuk. Shamu Yoshu Kisos Ishbar Kisos the Beis David. The house, you know, there's the chair of Beis David. What's the halacha? Gamrinon Ein Yeshiva Ba'azor El Malchi Beis David. The Kohanim who are Oivdim have to be on their feet. Avoda, you're on your feet. Malchi Beis David could sit in the Azara, because Malchi Beis David are sort of, they are reminiscent of this Madrega of being Kavua in Kedusha. Like the famous story of David HaMelech, he was in the Merchatz feeling empty of mitzvahs. He remembers he has bris milah, and you're Dovik, he's Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even there. Or by his, his forefather, Yehuda. Yehuda, even when he was wrong, he was right. Tzadka mimeni. And he thought, even when he thought he did an avera, came out that he was mamash creating Oiroi Shel Mashiach. that Malchei Beis David are somehow reminiscent of this madrega of being kavua in kedusha. You don't have to work, right? You're kavua in kedusha, and that's the in the Indian of the halacha. They sit in the azar. They're not on their feet, as opposed to the kohanim and the levim. They have to stay on their feet all the time. And that's the duality of the Beis HaMikdash Shomata Mechun Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shomala. Down here, Avoda is, you know, is the mainstay of what's supposed to be done and what we're supposed to do with our lives. But it would never end if we don't tap in to that higher level of where there's Kedusha B'Kvias, and that our Avoda gives us a kinyan in that higher level. And that the Ikar bias of the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, that doing the avoda on earth, doing the avoda, the bias that we build of it, the kvias, that we could be sit, va'atrosenu b'roshenu, and b'nenu miziv ashchina, is mitzad how the avoda taps in to those dimensions, right, that are perfect and are unchanging. And that's the answer as to how our mitzvahs give us, you know, schar l'netzach netzachim, because our mitzvahs tap in. The Beis HaMikdash, our avoda below, taps into the kvias of above, gives us a kinyan in it, and that's what gives us the experience that will last forever. And that's how Beis HaMikdash is not an oxymoron. The avoda that we do becomes a bias, it becomes a makom keva of sitting and being nena l'netzach netzachim. And the two run parallel. The Mechuvan, Beis HaMikdash Shomat, the Mechuvan, Beis HaMikdash Shomat says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Kedusha B'Kvias to he who is willing to work and wants to work. If you're willing to work, you'll have a bias in Kedusha. You'll have a Kvias in Kedusha that will last forever. Someone who's not interested in Avoda is not going to have it. So even though what you get is way above where Avoda could ever reach naturally, right, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives that gift of being Kavu and Kedusha Netzach Sachim to someone who is willing to work. And that's what's going on in the Pasuk, right? That we're talking about the accounting that went into building this bias, right? And this bias represents Kvias in Kedusha, represents the state of Olam Haba being Kavua in Kedusha in a way that doesn't change and never gets depleted. But what? You only get Pikudei HaMishkan if you're interested in Avoda. And the Avoda Salavim, which is, you know, representative of the Avoda that Am Yisrael does as a whole also, you know, Besod, that Tiyu Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. And ends off the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, an amazing thing. The word Pekudei has, aside from accounting, right, and aside from command, which as the way it's used in Pashup Shot in this Pasuk, has two other meanings, which are almost contradictory. Pekudei means chisorum, missing. Like lo nifkad mimeno ish, no one was missing. Or vayipoked mokom David, they saw that David at Melch's chair was empty. He was missing from that suda of Shaul and Melech. And so pekudei means to be missing, chisorum. Right? But pekudei also is miloshin pikadon. Pikadon is something that's in safekeeping. I know in modern Hebrew they talk about the bank account. That's not, you know, whatever. You'll watch your money disappear there. I mean, but, you know, pikadon in classical Hebrew is when something is in safekeeping. You know, the nifkad is not allowed to touch it. He has to guard it. It's like, you know, it's a will not be touched and will not be depleted. Right? What? Yes? That's okay. I'll say derech also. Right? It's something forever. So says the Beis Yaakov, that's what it means. Pekudei, pekudei. Pekudei HaMishkan, Asher, Pokat. A person has to, starting with the second half of the pasuk, the Pekudah of Avoda, a person has to view himself as perpetually chaser, to be motivated to work, to fill his lack. Right? That's why you work. You feel that you're lacking, and you go to work to supplement what you're missing, right? To earn the money you don't have. You're cognizant of how your resources just slip between your fingers. Yeah, so to supplement that chisorn, you run and you do more work and more work. A person has to always feel himself as a baal chisorn, as a motivation to do avoda, to fill that chisorn to the extent that a person views himself as a baal chisorn and therefore as a chaser, and therefore he must work and work to be orangutan in avoda, to supplement that chisorn. To that extent, he has the other type of pekudei, that everything that he does is a pikadon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in safekeeping by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way, safekeeping mamish. a safekeeping that can never be depleted and never wear out. And that's the idea that b'schus di'avurit you do, you're zoche, that you have a bias, right? A kvius in kedusha that lasts l'netzach netzachim. Yeah.